To start, well, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for coming to Toulouse. Thank you for making this night like this. And so, as our first question, how did you two guys meet in the first place? How did you create this duo?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the invite. We're happy to be here in the south of France. It's always good to be here. Good crowd. So we can't wait to play. And to answer the question, how did we meet? We met through a mutual friend. So he invited us both over for a sleepover. And it was like, we were like 14. And so then we met in the first place. And then we worked at the same supermarket later. And then we became friends, started going to parties together. And it ended up as Chaotic Hostility. First, we were both solo artists. And then we decided to combine the forces and create something bigger. And that was Chaotic Hostility, and since 2014, and yeah, we're still here. So I guess we do something good.
And we want to know about your history. When did you start making music?
You want to answer?
Yeah, I think it's like separate answers.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, I started when I was 12. Started DJing. I don't know when you started DJing.
A bit later.
I need to move closer. So I was 12 when I started DJing, and I think I was like 50 when I started to make music. And from there on, we went further as a duo, and we made music together. But when did you start?
I started by watching him. I was like interested because of what he was doing, and I started to learn to DJ as well. And I mean, basically, when I was 15, 16, I started DJing. And then when I was about 18, 19, I started to produce. So, but he was a bit before me. That basically, he was the initiator. He started the interest.
Yeah.
But I brought him into the hardcore. Because first, I was the first who was into the hardcore. And I brought him into the hardcore.
Very cool. So... I believe that you already play here in the Bikini Avenue. So how did you find the French crowd?
Yeah, like I said, we really love the French crowd because they're super energetic. We played here in, I don't remember the year exactly, but it was like 4 years ago or something like that. Quite a while ago. But yeah, we played recently also in Marseille and yeah, those kind of places here, they're really good to visit because, like I said, the energetic crowd, and it just matches with our style. We love when we get the energy back from the crowd, and it makes us go more hard as well. So it's like a collaboration with the crowd, you know? So when they work with us, we can give the best show.
Mm-hmm. And you're due to play in Australia at the end of the October. Is it the farthest country you will do so far?
Yes. I also never traveled that far myself.
Okay.
I traveled to Thailand, but this is even further. So the flight will be interesting, but it's going to be worth it, I think. Because, going to Australia, that's and thanks to making music, that's a dream. I mean, you can, when you start, you can't imagine that that's going to happen. So it's crazy that we're going there for a booking.
A lot of hours of flight to do music.
Yes, it's 24-hour flight, I think, right?
Yeah, you're going to the other side of the world.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so any future release we might expect?
We have a remix EP coming up. So that means there's a couple of guys who did remixes for us. The Dope Doctor did one. Soul Blessed did one. The French DJ. Tarosa, Dimitri K. And Hatred. So there's like, they all did remixes of the tracks of our album that was released in 2019. And yeah, it will be a really cool EP. And of course, we also got a lot of our own music, but it's a little secret what we're going to do with that.
And when you compose, how do you share your work? How do you split it?
I mean, it really depends. Like, it can be anything. It's like a free, you can see it as like a free space. Like, sometimes he can start the track and send it to me, ask me if what I think. Or I can start the track and I can send it to him. Or we can start something together from the beginning. I think being a duo in this way gives really a lot of options and space to try everything, and also to have someone who can tell you like, this is good, or this is, I don't know if this is good. So I think it's like quality control a bit. But in general, he's the main producer. He's the better producer. Like I said, he started earlier, and yeah, I learned from him a lot, and together we make some bangers. And I'm the one who does the social media. He's the one who is the head producer, I would say. And that's kind of the split. But we also help each other with both things, you know.
Together you are making history.
That's what we try to do.
Okay, so any tips, advices, and music composition that you may give to people who want to start producing hard music?
He doesn't want it. I can take it. It starts with a passion, you know. You have to have a big passion for it, because it's going to take a lot of your time and a lot of your life. And you have to make sacrifices, like not going to birthdays, stuff like that, you know, because you just want to be in the studio all the time. And yeah, it's really a lot of work to learn it. It takes years to become really good. So be ready for making a big investment, and it's not going to be successful within a short time. Like, you have to keep going. And yeah, like, to start, I would just learn by watching a lot of tutorials, and then you can, when you finish the tutorial, you can start tweaking and make your own sound of it. That's the easiest way to start, I guess. And ask a lot of people for help. Ask people opinion about your track, feedback. That's it, I think.
And also, we want to know, what's your best party memory?
Thunderdome. Yes. Thunderdome is the mecca of hardcore. It's the...
I represented the album.
And we played our album for the first time there. So it was really a special moment. I guess that's our favorite party, yeah. And for the festivals, I would say DEFCON. DEFCON is awesome.
Okay, so besides making music, what you love to do? Hobbies or anything of interest?
No, I'm just making music all day. Let's see. I like to watch some football, some sports, basically. I like UFC. What else? Just, I like also just hanging out in the park, you know, just clearing my mind to go back to producing loud music again. What are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies? Mostly chilling with friends, gaming a bit, but not most of the time. Just making music a lot. That's my big game, actually. I think that's it.
And one important question, a song you like as a guilty pleasure?
The guilty pleasure.
ASMR.
Kladepaling.
Kladepaling, yeah, that's the one, I think, yeah.
But this is like, they don't understand at all.
That's a Dutch joke, I think.
There's a Dutch DJ, and it's like a joke, and his name is Smooth Eel, so it's like a fish.
It's like a fish, yes.
So I think that's my guilty pleasure. Like, I really love his tracks, and they're really funny and stupid tracks, and I love to tell people about Kladepaling. But explaining it to people who are not Dutch, it's kind of really difficult.
So yeah, thank you so much. Chaotic Hostility. We hope you have fun here in France and you enjoy with the French crowd.
Yeah, I think we're going to rock that show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for the interview.
force of nature. Bursting from within. Primal energy. Def Con 1. We'll be right back.
'cause it's too cold for you here and now, so let me go.
Covering what you need to know about cocaine.
hij nou maar mijn grote broer, kijk het aan je overdag.
Pussy motherfucker! Pussy motherfucker! Pussy motherfucker! fucking heat, boy.
Ready to throw down.
certified hood classic.
Get your hands up! lies. Everybody wanna talk, but all I hear is lies. Everybody been fake, all I see in the eyes.
it was a combo, it was an amalgam of all of these different styles. There was such a frenetic energy there. It was almost like an unleashing, really, really hardcore.
Hustlers and hardcore.
those feet.
I'm like a hit.
I'm not doing this. Yeah. latest, that club banger. Drop, and the fans came knocking. Drop, world up.
Thank you.